From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Nate Downs. He's playing Oscar Madison in Peoria Players' production of The Odd Couple. Nate, so good to see you again.
Hello again.
Now, I know that you appeared in another production of this show at Cornstalk maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and you were just saying that this is your fourth time through this production?
Fourth time being in a production of The Odd Couple, correct.
Why do you keep coming back to it?
I love the show.
Okay.
I mean, it's classic. It's classic comedy. It's timeless. It still plays. It's still funny. It's still relevant. You can still identify with the characters, and it's just a good old time.
And I think you were saying that this is your third time playing Oscar?
Third time playing Oscar.
So I'm assuming you walked into the first rehearsal with all your lines.
Sure. 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 They actually came back to a point, and then you reach a point where the lines you had trouble with the last time you did it, you have trouble with this time. So, But they came back eventually pretty firmly.
Hard for me to believe that the show is nearly 50 years old. Do you see now, in looking at the script, that some of it is dated or that you have to update it yourself?
Well, actually, one of the fun things that our director, Lana Warner, did with the show is that she updated it for this production. Not majorly, but she just took references that might have been more relevant when the show first premiered and changed it a little bit. So instead of sending like a telegram, now they're sending a text message via phone or perhaps, you know, what you paid for a newspaper back then, we're now paying in 2014 prices now.
Now, for this production, you are paired with Dave Schick, who is an actor I just love working with. Talk about the process that the two of you went through and what it's like to, you know, for the two of you to work together to come up with these characters.
He's a rock star. First off, can I just say that? He's just amazing. And we just had fun. We found the characters and just sort of morphed into this relationship of these two best friends that have been friends for a very long time. And Dave has some tendencies that are a little bit Felix-esque. He is somewhat of a neat freak, and he was able to take that and then put all the neuroses that Felix has on top of that, whereas I'm a little bit more of the Pigpen character from Peanuts in that wherever I go, whirlwinds seem to follow me. So it was very easy to get into the mode of Oscar and his kind of laissez-faire attitude of just enjoying life and having fun and letting everything fall where it falls.
And talk a little bit about the premise of the show and how the two characters actually help each other grow.
Felix is kicked out of his house by his wife. And their marriage is over. And Oscar is recently divorced as well. So he has been living on his own, and now his friend has come into his apartment, 8-room apartment, and Oscar says, move in with me, live with me. I've been through this. I can guarantee you life goes on. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And so they cohabitate for a while, and then it kind of parallels the marriage to a degree in that they have, you know, their quirks that are irritating to each other. And then eventually, of course, they have a spat.
And one of the things that's really interesting about this production is you do get to watch the relationship of these two characters unfold. As you say, the attention builds between them over the course of the show, and then it reaches a nice resolution. And that plays to the benefit of both Felix and Oscar. Felix becomes more secure in his new life. And what do you think the benefit of that relationship is for Oscar?
Well, Oscar becomes more, they turn into each other to a degree. You know, Oscar becomes aware of his surroundings, and it's showcased through a phone call with his wife. And at the very end of the play, you see that he indeed has become financially responsible and doesn't kind of just have that whatever attitude. And you know, he's eating in, he's keeping the apartment neat, he's worried about the crumbs or the ashes from the cigar falling on the floor and that kind of thing. So they influence each other in a good way.
And how do you make the character your own? You've been in the part a number of times, and I keep seeing some famous people playing their parts, but how do you make it Nate's show?
I don't see it as making it, you know, Nate's show per se. It's fun. I've described it, since it's the fourth time I've done the show, is kind of putting on a warm jacket that's comfortable, that you're very familiar with, that is conformed to your body. And it's been fun to revisit. And then I don't want to say the word old, but I am older and more of the age that really Oscar should be. I was a little too young when I had done it in the past. So it's fun to bring those life experiences from your own world and see them now again through the eyes of this character and maybe play things a little bit differently in that regard because you've got that real life experience behind you that you can transfer onto the stage.
Now, we've been talking a lot about Felix and Oscar, and they're sort of the focus point of the show. But your director made a really good point that there are other characters. There are the poker buddies, and there are the pigeon sisters upstairs, and they've all got a really essential role in the story as well. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other people who, you know, who probably won't be getting as much attention?
Oh, I think they'll be getting as much attention because they're pretty amazing. The poker players are a lot of fun. We've got veterans and we've got some newbies playing the poker players. And one of the great quirks of them are that there's four of them. Two of them are more Felix-esque and two of them are Oscar-esque. So it's kind of like you've got three Oscars and three Felixes whenever we're all on stage together, which makes it fun and the dynamic of the friendship and the little nitpicking and the poking and the arguing and the irritating and the bonding. So that's real fun with those guys. And they're just absolutely amazing and so much fun to have on stage with you when you're performing. And then the Pigeon Sisters are just a welcome relief of this lighthearted moment where, you know, they just come in and just really steal the scene and if not the show. In their bubbly personality, they're from England and they go on a date with the two boys and they just shine. They're so much fun and it brings a little bit of a different dynamic to it because you've got one character who wants to enjoy them, and then another one who's very reluctant to be around them. So you've still got that grappling of wants or needs, and then you have the cute sisters coming in as well.
Is it still dominated, though, by Felix and Oscar the entire show?
Oh, sure. I mean,
like 80%, maybe?
It is their show. You know, it's their story. The other six characters are there to help further progress it along and stuff, but there's a lot of Felix and there's a lot of Oscar on stage.
What do you think it is that keeps this show going 50 years on? Is it sort of the sharply drawn characters that are kind of who are kind of timeless in a way? They're archetypes. Is it the fact that the issues don't really go away? People still get divorced. People still get married. People still have these problems in their relationships. Or is it both of those?
I think it's a lot of things. I think it's a combination of a lot. I think it is that the essential theme of the show itself, friendship and relationships, it doesn't change whether it was written in 1950, 2014, 1890. It's still the human experience of love and friendship and hatred and how those three emotions and really are very closely related. And we can all identify with that. We've all been in those situations. We've all lived with people, whether it's a cohabitation or a romantic relationship. And we've had those ups and downs. So people can see that. Plus, Neil Simon is one of the greatest playwrights, I think, ever, as far as just able to hold a mirror up to society in his shows and show the American experience, whether it be something like The Odd Couple or Lost in Yonkers or Biloxi Blues or even his own experiences like Laughter on the 23rd Floor when he wrote for the Sid Caesar show. He's just prolific and he's entertaining at the same time and he's very smart in how he writes and he's got just this wonderful melody to his words, where they just have this cadence that's very, very Neil Simon and very fun to play.
Yeah, I get the impression that once the honeymoon is over, there's always work to be done, and this is a show about working through.
Exactly.
We've been talking with Nate Downs. He plays Oscar in The Odd Couple. The production opens tonight at Peoria Players Theater, with performances continuing through Sunday, October 12th. Nate, break a leg.
Thank you very much.
And Nathan, Illinois Central College Theater presents its final weekend performances of Avenue Q tonight and Saturday with a matinee on Sunday. Held at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria, Avenue Q is clever, catchy, and comical all at the same time with R-rated Sesame Street-like characters who are trying to find their place in the sun. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
And you can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you go to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.